1988.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, sensitive ears are warned. Of course, if you're up north listening to us in the frozen tundra, you're probably wearing earmuffs and can't hear us anyway. But those of you in Florida or listening in Australia, South America, you know, hey, sensitive ears. We got to cover a very serious issue. Super Don has warned me. And now I've got to warn our humble and lovable war doc, Tom, to be at the ready because we've got to cover a very sensitive. Now, language. We're into language. We like root word origins. We go back and use Latin because homeopathy is, you know, use Latin names and such. But Super Don, you uncovered a story that we need to really hit head on. And, you know, I haven't been afraid of tackling controversial issues, even when it comes to, like, racial issues and things. We've done some pretty interesting discussions on this that, yeah, you could be cringeworthy, but I think it's worthwhile to do still.
Well, listen, you know, we do not believe in political correctness here. And sometimes, listen, we need to push the envelope to raise awareness to issues that are being talked about, they're in the news cycle, and things on a cultural, sociological level that it's just we have to bring these things up, we have to talk about them. And, you know, I realize that sometimes it makes you sweat a little bit, makes you a little nervous when we get into these areas because it can cause some anger. It can cause some controversy. Right. But listen, we're a controversial show. So I have made the decision that I think we need to cover this particular story about a certain type of language and how it affects certain parts of the country.
You've earned your stripes here. You're overruling the host on this one. I'm a little nervous about it. We've warned Tom. We'll see. But I think the first clip just sets it up. So I'm just a little anxious. Get ready to cover your ears. But here is MSNBC's Melissa Harris Perry. Look out. She's got three names, too. This could be dangerous. Talking about some racial issues related to something about the president or something. Get ready. Hit that first clip.
Good morning. I'm Melissa Harris Perry. I want to talk today about a controversial word. It's a word that has been with us for years. And like it or not, it's indelibly printed in the pages of American history. A word that was originally intended as a derogatory term, meant to shame and divide and demean. The word was conceived of by a group of wealthy white men who needed a way to put themselves above and apart from a black man, to render him inferior and unequal, and to diminish his accomplishments.
Okay.
Now listen. I mean, look. I think everybody understands that, you know, there are terms, there are words, there are names and things out there that, you know, listen, they're used all too commonly in everyday language by people, separating, diminishing, you know, putting labels, putting people in groups. And listen, wealthy white men came up with a term to, you know, diminish the accomplishments of a black man.
Well, I'm very nervous because I think I know where this was going. I want to make sure this doesn't get out on the air. And you're telling me we can go ahead and play this clip? You think?
Well, you know what? Listen, she said it. It was in the news, and I think we have the right to play this. I mean, listen, it's important. People need to hear this.
But still, Tom, I want you to be ready on the what is that trigger switch? The dump button or something?
Yeah, I got the big red dump button already.
Okay, right. Tom says he's ready. We've got him keyed up. If he has to put out another fire and we get this out, I'm just a little nervous about this. All right.
Listen, I think we need a little bit more here from Melissa Harris Perry talking about this word. I'm sorry, but we have to play this. Go ahead. Clip two.
President Obama has been labeled with this word by his opponents. And at first, he rose above it, hoping that if he could just make a cause for what he'd achieved, his opponents would fail in making their label stick. But no matter how many successes that he had as president, he realized there were still many people for whom he'd never be anything more than that one disparaging word. A belief he knew was held not just by his political opponents, but also by a significant portion of the American electorate. And so he decided, if you can't beat him, you gotta join him. And he embraced the word and made it his own, sending his opposition a message they weren't expecting. If that's what you want me to be, I'll be that. Y'all know the word that I'm talking about.
All right, get ready. Because I have a feeling. Yeah.
I'm sorry. We have to do this. People need to hear this. People need to be shocked into reality that this word is something that we have to get rid of in the American language because it is disparaging, it is disgusting, it is horrible. It is something that is putting down the president because of his race, because of his heritage.
Yeah.
So are you ready, Tom? I'll leave it up to you. If you want to try and bleep this, you can, but I think people need to hear this. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, go for it.
Here is the word.
Obamacare.
You didn't bleep it. Wait a second.
My bad.
You were a little slow there.
Obamacare.
Wait, no, that's not a... You don't have to bleep that. Did you hear the word she said? Say that again. Was it what I thought it was?
What was the word?
Obamacare.
Obamacare. It was Obamacare.
But, jeez, Tom, you're really bad on that bleep button.
Yeah, he's
I'm terrible, dude. I'm not a musician by any means.
You better get back on the video games or something, Tom.
Now, wait a minute. That wasn't the word you were expecting, was it?
No, totally not. Now, that's the O word. I did not know that the O word was... Now, see, that takes the whole thing out of context, because now Melissa Harris-Perry's setting you up to think it's an N word when it's an O word, and that Obamacare is racist. The word Obamacare that Obama embraced as and he was proud of is somehow racist. What is that?
Apparently, this was
I got
this was a
question.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's the question? And what's
the question? I'm going back to the 1990s. Those of you old enough to know this, if you know our 10-year-old listeners, you have to read in the history books about something called Hillary Care. Now, I ask you this question, Melissa Harris Perry. Is Hillary Care, that term, sexist?
It
like
is.
Like Obamacare
it's
racist.
It's discriminating against women.
Oh, well.
That is a women's rights issue. You cannot use the term Hillary Care if you're going to use it in the same context.
Come on, man. Hillary Care wasn't just for women. At least, I don't think so. Now, that would mean, based on what you're saying, Super Don, that we go back to Massachusetts and we call Romney Care, and that means we're anti-Mormon.
Well, I guess it would have to be, wouldn't it?
You said Romney Care, you don't like people in the LDS church. Is that it? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
That's right. That is just not being able to appreciate or respect somebody with a different religion. If you use Romney Care, he's Mormon, that must mean it's anti-Mormon to use the term Romney Care.
Well, based on Melissa Harris-Perry's brilliant logic, Obamacare is racist, Hillary Care must be sexist, Romney Care must be anti-Mormon. Now, what does that make health care? That's the question of the day.
Hmm.
What does that make health care? Health care in America is a Holocaust. So that must
be...
No.
Now you're being anti-Semite if you use health care.
So there you go. Health care means you don't like Jewish people.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, this is the Melissa Harris-Perry logic. And there's the liberal mind out there that actually... I mean, even liberals are distancing themselves from Melissa Harris-Perry on this one. I'm telling you, this woman is out of her mind. Now, does this mean that there's been no person on planet Earth that what I'm saying is racist and has used that term? No. But the point is, Obamacare was used to identify this Affordable Care Act that is not affordable and doesn't have any real care in it, in my humble opinion. Does it mean also that there's zero people on planet Earth that have successfully signed up for it? No, evidently there's some. And maybe even one or two or 10 or 20 that like it. But does that mean it is a righteous thing to force people at the point of a gun to participate in a Holocaust? A health care Holocaust, which isn't anti-Jewish. Those are my roots. The Holocaust, of course, is more than attacking one religious group. It killed more than just Jews. But here we have the health care, as it is in Obamacare, as it is in Romney care, as it would have been in Hillary care, still adopting the same system of death, destruction, mayhem, intervention, stealing children, violating the sanctity and sovereignty of all humans, and corrupting them into a system or coercing them into a system at the point of a government gun, that many of them who were uninsured before Obamacare and wish to remain insured after it have not a racial tinge in their body about this issue. It didn't matter if it was Romney or Obama or Hillary. The fact that they're throwing this healthcare system, which is disease management, and it is by definition a Holocaust, what other system of medicine or healing, if it's called that, can result in the death of anywhere between 106,000 and 784,000 Americans each and every year? Is that, my friends, is that not a Holocaust? Give me a definition. Oh, well, because it's not up to a million? Well, some stats say it is up to a million a year, dying at the hands of the healthcare system that Obamacare further institutionalized that started its, well, gradual descent over 100 years ago with the Flexner Report of 1910. How do you like them?
Organic apples.
The organic apples, that's right. Obamacare, hey, way to go, Tom, on the button there. Mr. We got to put
nice
in homework for Tom, video games. He's got to play video games.
Yeah.
Get the
hand-eye coordination going. Listen, this whole thing's ridiculous. Obamacare is not a racist term. We talk, I can't imagine somebody going to the trouble of trying to apply that type of meaning to the term Obamacare. What is Obamacare? Obamacare is the Affordable Health Care Act. Baloney crap, whatever you want to call it. Okay? It was a disaster. A rollout of the website, a disaster. The idea of a mandate, wrong. Look, it is what it is. We could call it whatever name you want to call it, but it, just because it belonged to Barack Obama does not mean that we're being racist because we don't like it.
No, we're on the side of life. Defense of life. Promotion of health. Health freedom, individual liberty, you got it. That's what we got here, and that's why we stand against it. I don't care what pigment on your skin you do or don't have. Albino care. Call it albino care. I don't care. If it involves allopathic medicine as the only mandate, it's dangerous and deadly, and we don't like it. How's that? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, through naturalnewsradio.com, and GCN. And, of course, what is better than milk? What kind of milk?
Repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Healthcare. I got your healthcare right here. Stick some silver hydrosol up your nose and squirt it. There you go. There's your healthcare. Get rid of some sinus congestion, allergies. Sinusitis, yeah, that's good. By the way, yeah, my sinuses are kind of... Am I talking nasally today, Super Don?
Wow. That was a great impression of something.
I don't know what. Somebody's really nasally congested.
We've got a new character voice for the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, that's good. It's not a Mally girl. When we were out, outside, listen, I didn't get to see much of the outdoors over the weekend at the trade show, but when I would go out, it looked all right, but the last week or so, just about every day I'm looking up and man, they're streaking the skies with tic-tac-toe, clouds, and they're not clouds, streaking off of the tail end. You want to talk about a dump button, Tom? They're hitting the dump button up there in the airplanes with what they're lining the skies with. And I notice it, and I'll sometimes get a little congested. So, what's why I'm going to do this. That's some silver hydrosol. I like that. Much better.
Nice.
So anyway, there you go. Now, that's the healthcare I'm talking about. Informed consent. We were talking about that off the air. Super Don and I have defended people's rights to use things we don't agree with and don't believe in as far as unnatural medicine. We're not standing in your way. We are trying to give you information that might be different than what you're hearing even on Katie Couric's show. But we are not invested to the point that we would stand in your way if you want to do what you feel is right for you and your family. Why is it that the other side doesn't want you to have the freedom to say no to what they do, including what's in Obamacare? And, of course, we've talked about the fact that the kids, we got to get the kids. Get the kids. If we can't get them, we'll steal them. Well, here's the next marketing pain. Our crunchy granola sweet-eating friends on the left in California, the officials there are struggling to get these kids to sign up. Parents, get your youngins to sign up for Obamacare. Hey, I got a better idea. Why not, parents, you do us all a great big favor and get your kids a gift this holiday season, the Christmas gift that keeps on taking away from their health all year long. Of course, that's not the way they say it. But they're encouraging you moms and dads out there to give your kids the gift of that racial term, Obamacare.
Oh, it's not a racial term. We already determined that it's not.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I mean, they're just pulling out all the marketing stops to make the kids sign up because they know if they don't sign up, it can't be paid for. Old folks, you're SOL. Actually, you'll be healthier because you won't be able to afford the drugs that you don't need, really.
I'm trying to think. Could you imagine, you know, hello, son. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Dad. Merry Christmas, son. I got you a little something here for Christmas this year. Just thought you might appreciate it. Something you probably wanted for a long time. And your mom and I, we kind of, you know, kind of went our way. Splurged a little bit this year on your gift. Merry Christmas, son. Here's some Obamacare.
But here's the good news. According to Melissa Harris-Perry, you can tell your mom and dad that they're racists for doing
that. Yeah, yeah. I'm not taking your racist gift.
Yes, this is outrageous, mom and dad. Why would you do such a thing? Well, listen.
Now, listen, it's interesting because California, we were talking about this, I think, yesterday with Dr. Batar about how seven out of ten doctors in California are saying no. They're opting out of the exchanges.
They're rejecting.
And so they're struggling.
Means 70% of all physicians in California are racists.
They must be.
I am going to be in so much trouble today on this show. You know that. We're all going to get in trouble for
doing
this.
I'm sorry.
But you did. We warned everybody. We warned you.
The
holiday gift I want is being given in South Carolina. South Carolina. Is it State House Representative Tom Davis or is he State Senator? I got to check this out here. Basically, South Carolina is doing what the 10th Amendment Center has been talking about. We've had Michael Bolden on. We've had Mike Mahari on. We've had Michael Lotfi on talking about different aspects of this. And this isn't even nullification. They're talking about the anti-commandeering provision. You remember us talking about that the other day?
That's something we don't talk about very often. It's very interesting when that does come up, especially in a situation like this.
Yeah, and there's a bill to amend the code laws of South Carolina. So to enact the South Carolina Freedom of Healthcare Protection Act. That's what they're calling it. And it is State Senator Tom Davis. He sponsored the bill, and he says the proposed legislation renders the Affordable Care Act void or inoperable through a handful of provisions, again, related not necessarily directly to nullification. Tom Davis says it comes from the anti-commandeering doctrine established in case law all the way up to the Supreme Court that says the feds cannot compel the state to enforce federal laws. This is brilliant. South Carolina. And, of course, you know what? The Northeastern yuppie intellectual liberal intelligentsia and also in California are all going to say South Carolina is still racist and they're still fighting the Civil War. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah. Well,
I don't buy it.
He said Obamacare. Obamacare. So.
You call it Obamacare. You know what that means. Go back and listen to the opener of this hour. You'll learn what it means, all right? Romney Care. You don't like who? No. We love you. We love all of our listeners. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. What gift do you want to give for the holidays? What do you want to get? How about what talks to your liver? And also, milk that is filled with antibiotics and hormones. You mean there's something better than that?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new health care laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah! What?
It's holiday season here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And given the gift of health and healing all day, all night, 24 hours a day, you can download these shows anytime, hundreds of hours. Thanks to our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, at naturalnewsradio.com, naturalnews.com. That's where you get your news, or you should, as well as GCN, our syndicator, GCNlive.com, and around the world on UK Health Radio, Digital Radio 103 in Australia. You think, Super Don, we're corrupting the world's youth with this message?
You know, I don't think so, but I got to tell you, tell me, Robert, how many times have we heard stories, we've heard people talking about how their kids are listening to the show, and we get letters and stuff from, you know, like 15-year-old, kids asking about whether they should be an ND or an MD. You know, or people walk up at, you know, when you show up for a lecture for show, and they walk up and they've got their whole family, and everybody's talking about, well, you know, my daughter likes, you know, Robert, and my own daughter, she likes Super Don, you know?
Like Marlon, Glenn, and family up
Marlon,
there.
Marlon, that's right.
Yeah, and the whole family, kids and everything, we love them. And, you know, we wondered if, you know, it was just, you know, so the parents were saying it just so, you know, watch your mouth, Super Don, right? My kids are listening.
Right.
Were they doing that because they liked the show, but they didn't like the kind of, we don't really go blue, I don't think, but we really do talk about some controversial subjects. And Obamacare, as we described it earlier this hour, could be considered politically incorrect, but I think we're factually correct in what we're revealing. Now, having said that, it looks like we've got one of our younger callers on the phone lines right now, calling in from New Jersey. Alex is on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Alex, does your mom or your dad know that you're on the show here with us?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Alex, okay,
hey,
you're,
Alex.
You're on. You're on live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I just wanted to make sure your mom or dad know you're calling in.
I got cut out. Hello? Yeah. I can't hear anything. Hello?
Can you hear us? Alex,
Hey, Alex.
Well, I'm going to assume that his mom knows because it sounded like he was just talking to his mom about it. So, Alex, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I wanted to discuss the subject on Obamacare, the ridiculous thing that you, I have my own names for it.
Okay, well, we don't want to get in trouble with your mom, so let's like keep it in your face.
I have the names, and she's okayed them, if you will.
Okay.
Well, they have theirs, and I have mine.
All right.
Obama crap.
Okay, well,
Obama crap. All right. I like it.
We're okay talking about those bodily functions because we know that to let that stuff out of the body is healthy. So that's good, Alex. Now, the question is, I understand you're 11 and you actually listened to the show. I mean, was it your mom and dad dragging you? You got to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, whether you like it or not, or else you go to bed early.
No, it was more like we found out about it somehow and she would play it at lunch. Even though you don't play, we would play at lunch. We would listen to the reruns.
Okay.
And so that's how I forget how we found out about the show. From a Natural News subscriber, that's where it was. But anyway,
gotcha.
We started listening at lunch. I started liking it more and more. Then even if we had listened during the normal hours that you run, I would even push my mom to play it at the next day at lunch.
Wait, you were instigating your parents to listen to it more?
Yes.
Now, listen, are you on any medications? Alex, this doesn't make sense. We're a couple of middle-aged old guys talking about health. Why would an 11-year-old care about what we talk about?
No, I'm not on any medications.
Well, that's good. What is it, Alex, what is it that you like about the show? What is it that caused you to want to listen to the show more?
Really, it was more the humor and the interesting news, because I don't listen to the radio very much, and plus, I like the news. And even when I do watch the news, I'm not supposed to be watching the news on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I would always hover over my mom's shoulder when she was reading the Natural News emails.
Wow. Now, you're in New Jersey. I want to warn you to stay away from Princeton, even though it's got a good reputation for being a school. They're trying to use experimental vaccines on the kids there for meningitis, and we don't want any harm to come to you.
Don't worry about that one.
Okay.
We don't own a house.
Alex, you call Obamacare Obamacrat, and I can't say that I disagree with you. What is it about Obamacare that you think is a bad idea?
Mainly the entire thing.
Okay.
Completely stinks.
Mm-hmm. The website, we know the website stinks, but, you know, is it this concept, again, I'm asking, I've got, you know, my kid, my son's about to turn 14, my daughter's 8, you're right in the middle of those age groups, and they are interested in some of these things, but still, most kids your age are just, you know, they're not listening, thinking about health care issues. Is there something about this that within your family that you say Obamacare may violate the rights to do something natural? I mean, there's something obviously that got you going on this.
That too. That too. that's part of it too. And other reasons, because the what you guys talk about, I like the, my favorite is the advancement, the Wednesdays.
Oh, outside the box with Ty Bollinger?
Yeah, those are funny.
Yeah, we get a little goofy together. That's good to know. Ty's got a lot of kids, so, you know, we got to keep it light and happy.
Yep. And plus, my dad's a big sarcasm guy in the family, so.
Do we use sarcasm on the show, Super Don? Do we sarcasm?
Well, not at all. Never.
No.
Never.
Yeah, Tom, our board op wants in. Come on in, Tom.
Hey, Alex. I'm curious to know, is it Obamacare or generalized health care reform that is a bad idea, in your opinion?
Pretty much the general health care.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, like, the necessities of health care, like broken leg, broken bones, internal bleeding that can't be cured with.
Wow.
Dude, you understand the concept of crisis intervention and trauma care, which is where allopathic medicine actually shines.
This is amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
Well, I think we're going to have to change this to the Alex in New Jersey show. He's good. He's
I think so. I think we've got our third member of the team here.
See, we got our backup. The Super Don and I need a break. We'll call Alex in New Jersey to keep
us all
healthy.
Alex will fill in. Alex will fill in. You know what? How about one more question here? Alex, what would you like to see more of on the show? If you could give us some constructive criticism. Because I respect your opinion. I'm really impressed. You're a really smart guy.
Do you like the hats that Super Don wears when we do our RSB 180s, the videos after the show?
I'm not exactly sure because we don't watch them.
Oh, you haven't even been introduced to the silliness that happens after we're off the air.
We go to them once in a while, but not really much.
Okay, so we're doing something not good for... Mm-hmm.
My mom doesn't like YouTube because of all the junk that comes along with it.
Sure.
Gotcha. I understand. Well, Super Don, you got to make the settings so no junk pops up after they watch it so it's safe to watch.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try and do the junk-free. I'll have to figure out how to do the junk-free part. But, 11 years old. Alex, I got to say, it's an honor to have you call the show. And I'm really impressed with what it is that you've had to say here and how educated you are on the subject.
Thank you. But part of what I see is the main reason why is because we're in an area where there's not many kids. So I'm mainly around my parents and other adults. And for the first few years of my life, I didn't see really any kids because of there not being many kids around.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I was stuck around my parents and I started thinking that I was an adult, which came as a very bad thing, but still,
go mom and dad. Your mom and dad have done a fantastic job here.
And Alex, besides listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, what do you do for fun?
Say what?
Besides listening to the show, what do you do for fun? Because we want to make sure you have some kid fun stuff happening.
Well, I normally do Legos, but once in a while, like on Thursdays and other days of the week, like Saturdays, I'll go over to my friend's house. Because my mom, Josette, wrote in about my grandpa, who has the thing with
the stent. Yeah, the stent.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I do remember covering that. With Dr. Bittar.
My dad is mainly over there caring for my grandpa. And me and my mom pretty much, we don't live in our own house. We're living with my aunt.
Okay.
And
Alex, you know, I'm just going to encourage you to enjoy your grandpa as long as you can because it sounds serious what's going on over there, and all our prayers are with you for that. I remember losing my grandpa many years ago, and he was a mentor to me. And I always like to gain the wisdom of our elders, whatever they are willing to communicate to you about what it was like before and the good things we want to bring back out in the future for you, for my kids. And God bless you and your family, your mom, for raising you right, sounds like it. And you can call back anytime. We were actually going to talk about the fact that it will almost be a moment of duh, but they finally figured out that organic milk was better than milk infested with antibiotics and growth hormones. Is that a shocker, Alex?
Well, not really. It's not much of a shocker to me because it's obvious.
So that'd be an Alex moment of duh.
Yeah. If it were my show, that would be a moment of triple duh.
Triple duh.
Yeah,
okay. So, yeah, when Super Don Double Dog dares you, you know you got to go to triple now, and Alex is already there. Well, Alex, we appreciate you calling in, and you stay warm this winter up there. Tell everybody about the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I will. I've been spreading the word as much as I can, and one of the only kids that I see around this area, I've told him about, and he's starting to like it as well.
Excellent. Well, you know, if we make up another round of Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirts, we got to find a way to get one to Alex.
Yeah, we definitely will. Alex, thank you for calling. And listen, you give us call in time. You've got something you want to talk about. We want to put you on the air and have a discussion, okay?
All right.
Super cool. That's Alex from New Jersey. He was rocking the health world. He is, in fact. Maybe you are, too. And see how easy it is to call? He wasn't nervous at all. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're going to get to some caller questions. I was going to talk about the liver and who it's talking to now. I'm not sure. We're going to do something when we come back from this break. But remember, RobertScottBell.com, please say thank you to all our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. The links are up. The banners are up in the show notes. Check it out. Say thanks. I say thanks to you, and I say thanks to Alex and his mom.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It must be Youth Day here. I got a special message for you.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Helium is not good for you.
No, that was not. That was my 8-year-old daughter.
Oh, that was Ariana.
Yeah, okay. She just came in. She said she heard the Alex. I said, oh, man, I want in, too. If he can call, I'm on. How cool is
man,
that?
I'm still getting over that phone call. I mean, that is so cool to hear, you know, kids calling into the show and being able to speak about issues in a way that you would not expect them to.
You know, like these kids are smart too, and I joke with them. I joke with my kids. You know, when they say something smart, I'll say, "What do you know? You're just a kid."
They
look at me funny because they know I'm joking around. But the reality is, you know, they have the ability or capacity for a lot more intelligence. Oftentimes in school systems, they are dumbed down. They're programmed. We talk about government schools, government indoctrination centers. I know a lot of folks say, oh, my gosh, it's the only thing that's made society what it is today. Well, not a lot of great shakes when you talk about the disaster that is happening, the lack of values that are instilled in folks except to, you know, pay attention to authorities, listen to what they say, and do nothing else. Don't question anything, especially those official right. stories. Anyway, great, great news, and there's hope for the future now. We know that. And anyway, what a cool day. How about that? Joni Abbott was on. Sally L. Cordy called in while we were on the break, and she said there's a message for all you New Yorkers out there, you know, who think you're not going to get those shots. She's in a CBS News at 5 up there saying, get your vaccines or don't come to school. Well, I'm thinking that if the kids don't go to school, they're going to be smarter. They're going to be more engaged in life. They're going to ask questions of authority, and they're actually going to find what they want to do in life that is not programmed into them by a society that wants to restrict the freedom of imagination, much less the freedom to heal. So, anyway, I'm not thinking that's a bad thing, even though I understand and I'm fighting for everybody's right if I can to do what you want to do as long as you're violating nobody else's rights. It's not that complicated, really. I wanted to cover a very complicated story today, but I think I'm going to put it off till tomorrow, so Super Don, remind me about this. But it's a very interesting thing about communication. You've heard me talking about the reason we have such a breakdown, a societal and global breakdown. Nobody gets along with one another is because we don't listen to each other. But we learn not to listen to each other. We could say mom and dad, maybe, but really where it's coming from is our doctor. Our doctor is instructing our cells not to listen. Well, instructing us not to listen to the cells. It's telling the cells to shut up by giving them drugs. And it turns out that your body's symptoms, including that which is occurring on your skin, communicate messages down into the deep recesses of your body, including your liver. So tomorrow we'll talk about that relationship, skin and liver. It's fascinating what's coming out.
Yep. And you know what? I mean, we're coming up on Christmas here. Not too terribly long from now. And I had an idea. I hadn't even cleared this with you yet, but it was something I just happened to remember as we've got a couple of minutes here before we end the show for the day. You know, listen, it's not Thanksgiving, but Christmas is also a time to be thankful, in my opinion, you know, for your friends, your family. And I thought it would be cool to put a kind of a call out to the listeners and have you guys give us a call on our toll-free number, 866-939-2355, and give you an opportunity to say Merry Christmas from your family. We would love to hear from our listeners, and it would be cool to get you on the air and just give you a chance to say Merry Christmas to all the rest of the listeners and all the people out there all over planet Earth from your family or from you individually. And we'd love to put that on the air and maybe kind of pepper those in between now and the end of the month. What would you think about that?
Yeah, no, I'm with it. So call up 866-939-BELL.
Yeah.
Even when we're off the air, you can leave a message and say Merry Christmas from wherever you are or whatever family. You could say even Happy Hanukkah. I'm a little late, but it's okay. You
and don't
that.
Be afraid to, you know, not just a Merry Christmas, but, you know, let's say, you know, there's something significant about the Christmas, you know, the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. You know, something maybe this year that has happened to you. You know, that is something that you're thankful for, that you can celebrate, you know, the love of your family, you know, friends and your life and
nice,
you know, anything.
Nice.
Just kind of a good Christmas message. We would love to hear from you, and we'd like to get that on the air for other people to hear too. So give us a call, 866-939-2355, and, you know, share some Christmas spirit. We'd like to share it on the air for you.
Call or call not. No, don't call. Call us. Hey, by the way, there was a question, and we're out of time, but it relates to the CBD. Somebody out there has really picked up on this and is using it with great success. Also read the book by Dr. Circus, Mark Circus. We have to get him on the air on medical marijuana. Great news on that. Give a call up to U.S. Hemp Oil. We've got it, hempmedspx.com. Remember, 30% off your purchase at Bell 30. Go to robertswater.com. Give the gift of hydration this season for your own family as well. In the meantime, we'll be back with Outside the Box Wednesday because the power to heal is still yours.
Yes.
And Alex is too.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.